This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. A provision to reopen the federal government has dealt a blow to the Texas hemp industry. News 88.7's Tom Perumian is here with analysis and comment on the wide-ranging new law. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Matt. The bill bans all hemp products with THC by closing a loophole through which marijuana and THC products have flourished. Melanie Carpenter operates Serenity Organics in Missouri City, south of Houston.
It's dire. We feel like we're back where we were a few months ago in the state of Texas. But there will be time to put together a proposal back or a reasonable regulation. So we would have, as I understand it, a year to do that.
Texas state lawmakers initially passed a ban on THC products during the regular session, but Governor Greg Abbott vetoed it, expressing concern the ban wouldn't survive a legal challenge. The legislature then took the measure up again this summer, but was unable to pass a bill before the clock ran out on the second special session. Matt?
All right, Tom. The new law wouldn't go into effect until early next year, and Renee Cross at the University of Houston said it would be difficult to reverse.
Even if the hemp lobby comes in strong next year, that alcohol lobby is also going to come in strong, and they want to see hemp banned.
Sims was a guest on Houston Matters, Renee Cross. Governor Greg Abbott has ordered a Texas Ranger investigation into Texas Southern University. An interim report from the state auditor alleges major financial mismanagement totaling hundreds of millions of dollars. Our Bianca Seward has reaction from local leaders about the allegations.
Houston area Democratic State Senator Boris Miles calls the launch of the investigation, quote, deeply concerning. And if true, the allegations are unacceptable. But he believes most of the mismanagement was not fraud.
There's a difference between misuse and filing and recording and properly documenting the use of money.
TSU was a public university and one of the largest historically black colleges and universities in the country. Miles says for years there have been attempts to strip TSU of its independence.
I wasn't overly surprised. You know, the takeover of Texas Southern has been talked about since 1968.
In a statement, TSU says they have enacted corrective measures prior to the release of the interim report. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
State Auditor Lisa Collier is scheduled to meet with Texas Southern University officials today. The Northern Lights are typically observed in the far north in parts of Norway, Alaska, and Canada. But earlier this week, it made a rare appearance in the Texas night sky. Dr. Carolyn Sumners is with the Houston Museum of Natural Science. She says the phenomenon is visible only when the sky is clear and there is an especially strong solar wind storm.
Storm happens when the energy builds up in a sunspot region, in an active region of the sun, and it builds up to where it has to release energy in a burst of solar wind.
She recommends checking out online forecasts for future opportunities to see the Northern Lights. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.